Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Today we're going to be talking about Feeding Families Foundation and its unique tie-in to pizza here in Connecticut and National Pizza Day, which was just the other day, not long ago on Monday, February 9th, 2026. I have two guests with me. One of them is one of the co-founders of Feeding Families Foundation. He is Jeff Dorman. Jeff, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
And also the New Haven Pizza Club founder, Michael Pollack, is with us. Michael, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, let's just get this out in the open, guys. We all love to talk pizza, so that's something everyone needs to know about. We all love our pizza.
Blood of us here in Connecticut.
It really is. It really is. And the other day, I saw both of you at an event that was at Nolo in New Haven, where we were celebrating National Pizza Day. And it had a tie-in to a charity, which we'll get into in a moment. That would be the Feeding Families Foundation portion. But real quick, Michael, give everybody an overview, the state of pizza in 2026 in Connecticut, fresh off what was a big celebration that turned out, I'd say definitely over 100 people. I didn't get an exact count, but it was well attended at a big celebration of pizza in New Haven.
Yeah, you know, National Pizza Day is a big holiday around here. Everybody sort of lives and breathes pizza. We have some of the best in the world. And it's just, you know, something very iconic about New Haven and Connecticut that's globally recognized. And we're just leaning into it in every way possible. So in terms of giving back and working with Feeding Families, you know, we're sticking to what works. Pizza moves the needle. It moves the community. And we're just kind of leveraging those two things to make a big splash. And so we've got this pizza bagel thing we've been bringing on tour and bringing different bagel makers to the table, different pizzerias, all so that we can drive really cool pop-up events, experiences for the community and the general public where they can come and every dollar that they spend goes to the charity because we're able to get all of these resources donated to us on these nights during these events. And that's kind of the secret sauce behind how we're able to raise money on a continuum by doing these events. Everybody donates the goods. We put on a show. We put on an experience for everyone. It's a one-night-only thing, so it drives a little bit of urgency to everyone if they want to try these pizza bagels when they're not going to be able to get them normally. And, you know, it brings people out for a good cause, puts a great taste in their mouth, no pun intended. And, you know, we take everything and combine that with art and people and music and, you know, just trying to create moments for people where they can come have a good time regardless of whether or not it's for a good cause. So adding the Feeding Families blanket to it just really enhances the overall energy at these events.
Where did this idea come from to put these two together? Michael, your love of pizza. Jeff, the charity that you run.
Yeah, I think it's really just all being derived from my creative strategy. And of course, Jeff and his wife who founded Feeding Families are just, you know, always charging forward and making the most out of this foundation and spreading this cause all over the country. And I'm trying to just help that along by using the attention that I'm getting through art and culture and all of these different moments and commercial collaborations. You know, for me, it's got to be about more than the art and the fun. It's got to be about giving back there. I want there to be real purpose behind what I'm doing. And so by partnering with Feeding Families, I've really been able to extract that purpose from my work, so that it actually is driving real impact in this society, which is probably the most important thing that I have going on behind my project.
I refer to Michael as an artist turned activist. You know, his artwork is absolutely phenomenal, but I think the greatest project he's worked on is Feeding Families Foundation. We are another canvas that he has, you know, expelled his genius onto and helped us to really galvanize the community around the cause, helps us raise, you know, funds, helps us connect with restaurants, and helps us to drive real impact in the children's hospitals in the state.
Did the two of you, Michael and Jeff, did you guys know each other before this partnership was formed? How did you guys hook up in this way?
Yeah. So, no, we did not. What was it, about 2 years ago now?
About
2 years ago, my wife and I had finalized our website, and we kind of bootstrapped it ourselves and couldn't figure out the form. You know, submit a question on it. It kept going to our sent instead of our inbox. And in trying to figure out what the heck was going on the IT side, we get an email from a Michael Pollack, who had a very stream of conscious email. It frankly, I don't mind sharing this, kind of read almost like a scammer email, like a spam. It was just the way Michael is, very stream of conscious, very in the moment. But he signed it, you know, Michael Pollack, left his phone number. I Googled the phone number. It came up a real person. I called him back, and the rest is history. We met at Joya. He had all of his ideas and art concepts on his tablet. We went through each one. And I remember going home, my wife saying, you know, how'd the meeting go? I go, the guy's a great guy. I mean, he's got a really amazing ideas for his art, how it's going to help us. You know, I'm not an art guy. So I was like, I'm not really sure, but why not? We're just going to roll with it. Let's see how it goes. Michael had his first art, what would you call it? Gallery?
Exhibit.
Exhibit. Thank you. In District in New Haven. And it raised us just about $12,000. And I'm going, oh my God, this is absolutely genius, you know? And I think Michael kind of touched on it before, having any of these fundraiser events, he does an amazing job creating buzz and offering an experience that our visitors turned donors can come and experience. But adding in the nonprofit element sort of just buttons up each experience really, really well. And I think folks, you know, want to come out for the experience, but then they see that the charitable aspect of it, and that just drives them to want to be engaged in what we're doing and give to the cause, which of course we greatly appreciate.
We want to make giving back look cool. And, you know, for me as an artist, everything's got to be very matter of fact, very pure. You know, that's what art is all about. There's no real mystery there. It's about just taking your canvas and executing on a vision. And what I wanted to do in terms of giving back was no different. I wanted to be able to raise money for a charity, but I wanted to do it my way. I wanted to do it in an authentic way to New Haven and my art project, which is New Haven Pizza Club. So everything's got to tie back to pizza in order to keep the storyline authentic. And so I needed to partner with someone who is going to help me use pizza, the subject of all of my art, as a tool to give back with. And of course, you know, it goes back to the roots of pizza, right? It's for nourishing people and feeding people and keeping them warm and most certainly bringing them together. And we've been able to do that with my art and with this pizza inside the hospital walls like nobody ever has before. And it's because we're taking a very unique and different approach than all other nonprofits. You know, you don't have a nonprofit that was formed through a lived experience by two great parents partnering with an artist who's making a buzz and creating landmarks around the city and partnering with the state and doing installations in the airport. And so we're both using our successes combined to highlight the other one. And I think it's just really a perfect combination.
Michael, sometimes it can be hard to talk about art on the radio, but we're going to try. I just want to tell people that when you go to one of these pizza bagel events, your artwork and the partnership with the charity is on full display. It really is a happy marriage, as both you and Jeff have described. The pizza boxes themselves, in fact, have your artwork on them. And there's other artwork that is for sale. I'm not sure where the proceeds go. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about that, to that effect, Michael. But I just want to get your description of those pizza boxes, because when I ordered my bagels the other night, it came in a nice New Haven style and themed pizza box.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the key for me from day one has been forming strategic partnerships. That was a way for me to take my art as a no-name artist initially and get it in front of audiences and do different things with it so people could see it in different lenses. Like, I created art across all different mediums, but then I also did commercial collaborations where I created products like beer and pizza seasoning and sneakers, and the list goes on and on. Pizza sauce with Bishop's Orchards. And we're always looking to strategize using that exact same technique. And so Slice, which is a POS company, they made their way to one of our pizza bagel pop-ups and offered to print us pizza boxes that we could have at these events. So, of course, you know, perfect example of a strategic partnership. You got a company that prints pizza boxes and, you know, may not have an in-house art department. And then you combine them with someone like myself, an artist. And I'm already producing these really cool posters for each of our pizza bagel pop-up events. Like I said, it's on tour. And so we want to, you know, use the nostalgia of a concert tour, where if you were at that event on that day, you could purchase some sort of memorabilia, whether it be a t-shirt or a poster, and commemorate that moment. And so we're using that same ideology with our pizza bagel tour. And now we're able to transfer those graphics and that poster design right onto the box and just add another layer of artistry to the event and another touch point. You know, you get the custom pizza boxes. I have some of my art on display. We bring my pizza throne on site so people could take pictures in it. And so it's very much an immersive experience into all things pizza and art. And then, of course, the umbrella over the whole thing is we're all giving back, right? We're raising awareness for a cause. We're raising money for a cause. And most importantly, are the tangible results that we are seeing at the hospital. So, you know, we're not sitting over here claiming that we're going out and raising money and trying to cure cancer. We are showing everybody exactly where every single dollar goes. And it goes to something. It goes to a place where everyone can relate, right? No parent should have to worry about food when they're bedside with their child in a hospital. And no matter where you come from or what your position in this life is, you can relate to that moment and easily understand how impactful the pizza and the food from restaurants around our community landing inside of those hospital walls in those moments can be. And that's really, that's the heart and soul of everything that we're doing.
I'm having a nice conversation with Michael Pollack, who you just heard. He is the New Haven Pizza Club founder, artist turned activist, as Jeff Dorman would call him, and he's one of the co-founders at Feeding Families Foundation. Jeff, I think this is a good opportunity for me to shift over to you a little bit and sure. Tell everybody how Feeding Families Foundation got started. Why did this get launched, and how have you been working it since then and growing it and developing it?
Yeah, Feeding Families Foundation is, I would say, the culmination of my experience, my wife and I, our experience with life in the hospital, children's hospital, after one of our daughters was diagnosed with leukemia when she was just 2 years old. We didn't know, and it's sort of an interesting thing. You know, Michael mentioned raising awareness and talking about what the mission is. We didn't know at that time that parents and caregivers staying bedside with their critically ill children are not provided food. It's accessible, and you can, you know, for example, at Yale, you can go downstairs and get it to cafeteria. You can order Uber Eats, but that always requires the parent to leave their child's side. And again, my daughter was two when she was diagnosed. I was not going to leave her side at all, right? You know, nobody wants to be in the hospital, let alone a two-year-old. Nurses, child life, they're not there to babysit your children. They're there to care for your child and help them get healthy and get better again. And so it was a long struggle for us, the many, many months, you know, more than a year of being in and out of the hospital, frequent flyers, not having food provided. We hit maintenance, which is the second half of her B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia treatment. And I remember doing a steroid pulse at home, sitting down on the couch with my wife. And I said, you know, I either need to go talk to somebody or I need to turn this into a positive. And that was the night we sat on the couch thinking about all the different ways that we could help families like ours. You know, it was always very striking to us that so many families that came before us, you know, the research around pediatric cancer and all the struggles that families had before us. And then there's families like the couple of founders that started Circle of Care, another great nonprofit here in Connecticut, that when we first got admitted, they handed us a care bag. And it was just this great, well-curated bag of necessities, things that you would need. And I remember saying to my wife, that's the kind of impact that I think we want to have. I think we want to be able to be a positive force in a negative environment in the hospital rooms without actually being there. And that was, you know, having spent so much time in the hospital and figuring out how the hospital system worked, it was my wife who said, you know, you've always talked about food. And it was like the light bulb clicked and I knew how to set it up. And the next day we made the call to Yale to try to move the needle on implementing our idea of what we called our flagship parent plate program. In our first year, I would say first 6 months or so, we did one meal a day just because we weren't nonprofit people. We were trying to make ends meet, trying to figure out where we were going to get the funds to keep it going. The gravity of the situation was never lost on us, right? As soon as families begin to rely on this program, we never wanted to turn it off. So we worked very hard to establish the fund that we set up for this. We were able to expand it into two meals. And with Michael's help, we've been able to expand it from the pediatric hematology oncology unit into the pediatric intensive care unit and the cardiac pediatric ICU. So it's really taken on a life of its own. And I would also add, with Michael's help, we've connected to, you know, New Haven's a very good foodie town. Obviously, pizza's sort of its cornerstone, but there's a lot of great restaurants, Olmo Bagels being one of them, that has provided to this cause and has been able to provide feeding families another dimension of our giving. So we organize food deliveries from the local community into the hospital. The two programs work extremely well. The hospital food service infrastructure program and great local food from spots like Modern, Nolo, Haven Hot Chicken, Olmo Bagels, that's just to name a few.
We've got a few, you know, community leaders, industry leaders, institutional leaders from around the Connecticut to really help lead by example with what we're doing. And it has helped us magnetize and attract some of the best people from around the state. And it's really sort of helped us build what is an army of supporters behind us. And when people see a Modern Pizza helping a foundation doing deliveries, they take notice. Same with Haven Hot Chicken and same with Bishop's Orchards. And we've got a lot of support from the state of Connecticut and the airport. And quite frankly, the list is now a mile long. And we're very, very proud to have not only gotten that support, but to go out and represent these businesses and these brands by doing good work in our community and giving back and letting everyone really get a taste of that and a feel for that. Because, you know, I, as an artist, I don't want to make extra work for people. I want to give them every reason to say yes. So when I come to the table with an idea and I say, look, I'm going to market it, I'm going to design it, I'm bringing these partners to the table, and I'm going to go out and execute on it. All I need you to do is say yes and let me attach your name to it, or let me get in front of your audience. It makes it very easy for people to say yes and get behind what we're doing. And so we've just been multiplying that over and over and over and growing it and growing it and figuring out how we can strategically use each of our partners to expand the awareness on my art, on feeding families, and on their own brands and putting their own brands in a better light that they may not have touched without us. It's gone as far as a recent partnership that we're putting together with Toast, which is a POS system. And we recognize two things about Toast. Number one is they have a 35% market share, meaning they are the point of sale system that 35% of all restaurants nationwide are using to conduct their business. Now, that gives us an instant network we can tap into to get restaurants to drive food into the hospital through our programs. Mind you, Jeff and his wife have created the only pipeline into hospital walls in which this food can pass through.
Jeff, in our final moment here, this has been incredible talking about Feeding Families Foundation and the tie-in with pizza in New Haven and more. Affordability really is the buzzword of the day. Yet, yes, as I have gone about my news business here and reporting across Connecticut, I still find that people are generous in whatever way they possibly can be. So my question for you in our final moment, is there a way for people to get involved at a level that is comfortable to them with Feeding Families Foundation?
I'll say it like this. Early on in our history, I joked with my wife that I felt a little like the Bernie Sanders of nonprofits. We had a lot of small donations, and it was an incredible thing to see that groundswell support. And that, frankly, really moved the needle for us early on. Every dollar goes to this cause, goes to the impact in the hospitals. As Michael said, you know, Yale is up and running. We're expanding. Connecticut Children's, with their new tower opening, is going to be our next really big focus to expand this program at that hospital. It's much bigger, you know, not much bigger, but sizably different than Yale. Look, a tray is $10 at the hospital. For every $10 donation, donors are providing one meal for someone bedside with their child, parent or caregiver. We quite literally, donations make the world go round for nonprofits like Feeding Families Foundation. If folks can't or do not want to do financial donations, we have plenty of opportunities for volunteers, whether that be helping us with food deliveries, helping us in the office, identifying grants, helping us network, helping us come up with other fundraising events, activities. I tell people I'm no longer in the camp of ever saying no to anybody. If I had, I would have never met someone like Michael, who's been such an inspiration and incredible connection for us to have had, and the dollars that he's helped us raise. So, in no uncertain terms, any level, any amount of time, Feeding Families is open to accepting anything that anyone can give. And we would just like to say, you know, we appreciate everybody's support that they've given us. And anybody that wants to give into the future, we certainly would welcome it.
Jeff and Michael, if you guys each could tell everybody how they can find out more about your efforts online and connect with you, that would be a big help.
Yeah, feedingfamiliesfoundation.org. You could reach us. We do have a phone number set up, 203-208-8543. Our website, our website's feedingfamiliesfoundation.org.
And Michael?
And I am newhavenpizzaclub.com. We're going to get a lot of information and sort of storyline on what we've been up to and what we're trying to do. And then, of course, following me on Instagram, at NHVPC, which is an acronym for New Haven Pizza Club, that you're going to get a little more inside look at, like, the culture and the day-to-day and all the relationships we're building and the moments that we're having. We're sort of documenting as best we can right there on Instagram.
Michael and Jeff, look, I really appreciate your time on Face Connecticut with us today, and I'm looking forward to some more pizza bagels sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Morgan. We appreciate it.
Of course, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Again.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.